The Power Packs
Geek Speak.
Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Good morning, Richard Pascoe.
Morning, Damon. Let's move on about football very, very quickly. Well done, Ken Hinckley, Coach of the Year, as he should be, so yes.
Yeah, we must acknowledge all season we've tracked Port Adelaide, and it would be wrong for us after they've lost and dropped out of the season to not at least tip the hat to the boys for a great season. So, Richard, are you doing okay?
Yes. Struggled a bit on Monday, got to say, because North Adelaide lost as well, and... So yeah, wasn't happy at all. But you know, it was 6 points. You know, and we've had a great season out there. But I think that you know, a couple of changes in the side, which we'll see over summer as well, we'll be back bigger and better next year.
Fingers crossed. That's all we can hope for. Let's move on to tech news and hopefully just nurse our broken hearts. Let's start. The iPhone 12 is dropping now, and a lot of people will be in the market for it. But with the price tag, it might get a lot of people thinking, oh, is there some cheaper options out there?
Exactly, there is. One of the things that a lot of people missed during the talk was that the iPhone SE, which was released this year, has enjoyed a price reduction.
Okay.
So it's a smaller sized iPhone as well. It's got all the same internals as well, great camera in there as well. But all the options dropped by $70. So, you know, for a lot of people out there, this is the phone of choice. The 64 gig iPhone SE is now down to $679. Mm-hmm. When you consider the iPhone 12 is nearly $1,200.
So it's about half.
Exactly right. The 128-gig version of the iPhone SE is $759, and the 256-gig version, $929.
Okay.
It's a great choice for so many people out there. And just very quickly, iOS 14.1 has dropped this morning.
Okay.
So if you've got an iPhone, make sure you update to it, because I fix a lot of the bugs that we've seen in the last few weeks.
Excellent. Always great to know that there are lots of options out in the marketplace, because there are a lot of people that are just focused on the bigger is, you know, is best, but that's not necessarily the case for you. So look around and ask at the Telstra store. Hey, Richard, a lot of people will be wanting to make some extra cash at the moment. One way people like to do that is by looking around their house thinking, I don't need that anymore. I'll sell it online. You got some tips for people doing that?
I do. So background, when you go along and sell something, you take the photo, background is, you know, background and setting is everything. So find a blank background like a wall to shoot against.
Okay.
Styling, learn from the block. Styling is super easy. Place your item on a pillar or a tabletop. Put all the accessories that go with it in the frame.
Yeah, great.
And arrange it so that it looks like a good photo. Lighting is key. It's so important. Natural lighting from a window, hard to beat, so try and take your photos during the day if you can. Use the edit function on your smartphone or camera to add extra light if necessary. But never take a photo at night with your lamp on, and never have a shadow on your picture when you go along and do it.
Yeah, great choice.
Finally, get descriptive. When you're selling something, if you know every feature and product detail, then include it. Most importantly, include measurements and specifications. So a detailed description will not only drive traffic due to searchability, but also reduces that volume of questions that people will send you, which saves you time, Damon. That's what we want.
Yeah, some really great suggestions there. If your item has a reflective surface, should you be standing in the background in your underwear or less?
No. Always remember that as well. So, yes, many people have been caught out over the years taking photos with no clothes on, and then suddenly working out, oh, hang on, we can see this.
It does help your item go viral, just not for the reasons you want it to. So,
exactly right.
Clothes on in the background. Richard, I love this story this week that Google have introduced a new feature on their search functions to allow people to hum and search for a song.
I think this is actually amazing. So a lot of people would use Shazam to go along and find songs when they're playing as well. But this is a new Hum to Search feature. It drops today or tomorrow for most people out there. So it'll be on iOS or Android. And what it does is it lets you hum, whistle or sing that song that's stuck in your head. Then it uses machine learning techniques to try and identify it.
It's incredible.
I reckon it's absolutely amazing how it works. So Google show you results based on how likely a match it thinks it is. So you'd be able to listen to it. But it uses machine learning to transform the audio into a number-based sequence representing the song's melody. Now, it then compares it to existing songs. So the company says that it trains these models on a variety of sources, including human singing, whistling, humming, as well as studio recordings. They strip away things like the instruments, the vocal quality, to focus just on that numeric sequence. So consequently, the hum-to-search feature should work whether you're tone-deaf or have perfect pitch.
As long as you get your intervals right, that's the trick. I can't wait to test this out. For years, Richard, I've been trying to sing songs to Shazam as close to as possible to try to get it. It's never once worked, but this is what I've always wanted.
On a radio station once, we did a late-night radio spot, and we hummed some songs, and then we invited people to ring in and guess what we hummed. We basically hummed things we had no idea what they were anyway, and nobody ever won a prize.
Richard, we just got a call from Pam who said she has tried Google Hum this morning on the Rubens. It worked perfectly. Testimonials come through.
That's good. That's what we like to hear. Well done, Pam, for running out and testing it straight away for us. Great.
Yeah, love it. Get in on that this morning. Let's check out this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Let's go shopping, Richard. What do you got?
Do you remember Pokemon Go?
Of course. Yeah, the app where you have to, augmented reality, walk around the neighbourhood and catch your Pokemon?
And was so popular, we had people that had never seen the light of day who'd played video games in their home suddenly running outside and getting sunburned. It's a Pokemon Go wristband bracelet watch. You wouldn't want to be seen dead wearing this. It's a wearable device linked to your smartphone Bluetooth and informs you when a Pokemon is nearby as you travel the streets. That's what your smartphone's for, people. So whenever one is nearby, an LED will flash and the device will vibrate on your wrist as well. You can check out which Pokemon is there by looking on your phone. So why have you got the stupid thing on your wrist? So the LED flashes, it vibrates, you can press, there's a button on the thing to throw a Pokeball at it. I'm not being obscene, people. That's what they were called in case you haven't lived in the Pokemon world. You can collect Pokeballs, berries, and all these eggs without looking at your smartphone. Don't bother with it. And it says, there's a note underneath it. It says, if there is an abnormality in the product, please replace the battery. Really? And if the product is not connected to the phone, it may be because the connection is unstable. Please restart your phone. Tell you what, don't spend the $29 on this in the first place. Just avoid it. If you want to play Pokemon Go, use your phone.
Every now and then you'll come up with a product, Richard, that I think is going to appeal to some people. I think this one will have pricked some ears up this morning. And while you are discouraging, you may have had the opposite effect. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay. Got to catch them all.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. It's where to find all your tech news and recommendations as well. Richard, we'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.